my Bible belt?
All right, cool. I'm live.
Yeah, man.
So, welcome to another episode of the Squad by the Bell. There's a damn dog outside barking, dude. All right, let's see. So, I'm going to go live with Johnny Roque right now. It's been a while, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. The holiday season is here. Halloween just passed. This is like the craziest Halloween, man. Like, fucking, dude, like, you can't even fucking, what's it called? Like, go trick-or-treating, you know? All right, John Roca just hopped on. So, all right. Cool. Okay. Here we go. It's going to be fun. All right. Got to put these earbuds in my ear hole. Hello?
Fuck this live.
Yo, hey, am I talking to the window? What's up,
I'm
dude?
I'm gonna fuck you up. You know you're not talking to the window.
Fuck you, man.
I'm gonna kill you. Oh, I'm gonna kill you.
So yeah, I like I said, I'm doing this account because I, what if I mess up? We say something racist, and then it lives on my IG page. You know?
What if you are? You're gonna say something super racist. I know you.
Exactly. I always say a lot of racist stuff, dude. So yeah,
you are, dude. I hate how much racist stuff you say.
Dude, I've always said racist stuff since the old podcast. You know,
you are the most racist on every podcast I've ever been on. Give me one second. I don't know what's happening with my lighting, but it sucks.
I think it looks cool.
It's so dark, fool.
Very nice.
Oh man, have you seen that movie?
No, not yet. I heard I heard mixed stuff about it. I'm like, it's funny, it's not funny, it's...
What do you mean you've heard mixed stuff?
Like, some people see it's good, some other people see it's not good, you know? Dude, there's a dog outside fucking barking. Like, stupid, do you hear it?
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah, why is it barking?
You hear it?
Mm-mm. Oh, that's better. At least a little bit.
There you go. What's up, Johnny Roque?
Man, I got this shitty-ass lighting. I hate this shit. What are you doing?
It doesn't matter, man. This is just for audio, dude.
Your face is for audio, fool.
I'm going to fucking kill you right now. I'm going to go fucking drive.
You're going to do nothing.
I'm going to drive where the fuck you live. I'm going to tell people where the fuck you live at, dude.
Where do I live then?
You live in a house?
Where do you think I live?
You live on Main Street.
Okay,
there's
a lot of
Main
you.
Street.
Don't you dare give Street. My address out. I will murder you.
I don't know your address. You live on Main Street, guys. There's a lot of Main Streets. So.
That's true. There are a lot of Main Streets. The number one, what do you like?
You know, I like how people get late. Like, street names, they're all the same all around the world, you know, or like all around the country. Like, there's a whole bunch of Main Streets, you know?
Yeah.
And then when you get to, and then, you know, they ran out of fucking words because they just started calling the streets numbers, you know?
Yeah, okay, I get where you're going with this.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, we ran out
We're
of
gonna
names.
Call it... This is just... First Street.
First, what about this street? Second?
Second.
What about that one? Third?
I don't know. I hate how people I hate how gangsters don't make up new names for their streets.
Like, what do you mean?
Like 18th Street, right? It's a tough game.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take that away. Very tough game. But
pretty
they
close.
Don't make up a new.
18th Street's pretty close to I think the downtown areas, you know, because Disney has a Main Street too, you know? Disney mm-hmm. doesn't have a fucking, Disney doesn't have 125th Street, you know?
Disney at least stopped, right? There's not like 1st Street, 3rd Street.
No.
All Disney street names are after like, what? Characters? Actual people?
Yeah, Walt Disney's head avenue, like that.
Yeah. Walt, no, they're like they're Dumbo Land, they're
Yeah.
Dumbo Street, right?
No,
One
I
of
don't
them
think
is
Dumbo.
no.
Frontierland, that's the old racist street right there. Welcome to
Right?
Frontierland.
We don't.
Yippity.
Welcome to Frontierland. Only one thing matters. Do you have your gun? What, Mickey Mouse? Do you have your gun?
Well, how come you're so different from the other Mickey Mouses in Disneyland? Because Frontierland Mickey Mouse is more like a
Yeah, he's
hardcore, you know?
hardened. He's definitely
Yeah.
like, I can't trust anybody.
I'm not like fucking Magic Kingdom fucking Mickey Mouse, punk ass bitch. Like, what
Why are you cursing at them? I
the
don't
fuck?
know, dude. Disneyland is weird in general, fool.
Why do you say that? Remember we went to
Because,
Disneyland?
yeah, it was the best time. That was the day before Alfred hit on my girlfriend after like we broke up for 10 minutes.
Was
Yeah.
it? Oh no, you turned
That
your back
was
for 10 minutes and that was
10
it, dude.
minutes. Then creepy Alfred showed up. Hey, what are you guys doing?
I mean, if
How
somebody
come you
doesn't
didn't go to Disneyland
I
too? That's such a FISA way of hitting on somebody. How come you didn't do things? You're like, oh
Yeah.
man.
That's
Such
funny,
a weird
dude.
dude.
Disneyland. Well, how come we're talking about streets again?
Oh, because you're talking about how like how much you hate how people run out of names for
Oh
streets.
yeah. And they go like, oh, this is 200th Street. You couldn't think of a fucking name until we got to 200th Street. Like,
Yeah,
no.
they didn't have they didn't have the foresight to be like, oh, 100th Street, 101 Street. Hey, can we just do more names? But I think that's like
No.
more of an East Coast shit, dude.
No, dude, LA has I think once you
Tell me.
All those over 200 streets, those are all in fucking the South Bay, dude. Cause they're just like, cause
It's just
like
like what?
they start from the downtown LA, right? And then from down, oh, does that say Dodgers?
No, Vegetinos.
Oh, Vegetinos. So cause
It's an old
downtown
restaurant.
LA, I know it used to be a restaurant. Now it's the
So,
Cocinero, bro.
I know, dog. You're all
Okay.
repping.
So downtown LA was started okay, so that's where the first street starts, right? And then if you keep going to South LA, or fucking it's 200th Street, by fucking Long Beach, fuck, dude, we're just gonna keep saying numbers until we get to the water. Like, whoa, what? You know?
There wasn't enough great people in history to start naming names. Like
Yeah.
Cesar Chavez used to be called Broadway, right?
No, it was called Brooklyn Street in
Brooklyn
yeah,
Street.
Brooklyn. Yeah. In
And like
Boyle
every
Heights in East
time,
LA.
my dad always brings that up. This used to be
He's
Brooklyn.
the ugh. He's just, a lot of people say Brooklyn, like La Brooklyn. A lot of Mexicans say Brooklyn. I'm like,
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Brooklyn like that. It's La Brooklyn. Like what the
Hey, did you
You
bet on the
know?
Dodger game?
Yeah.
Did you win anything?
I bet the Lyft car I'm driving. Come on, man. It's good. Hey. It comes with a job too. Like what? Hey. The car comes with a job. You got a career.
If you win, you gotta drive at least 35 hours a week. Or they
Damn.
take the car. How do you f So you voted for that, right?
I'm not gonna say what I voted for, dude. I don't know what the fuck, you know what the.
Because you've been telling me.
I always forget that you're supposed to vote for other stuff, you know? I always think you forget. Like, you're only supposed to vote for the presidents, right? And you're like, well, what? What the fuck, Proposition 69? It's like, it's for so the porn stars could wear condoms or not. Like, what? Wait, whoa. Is it yes or no? No, if you
was
don't. If you do want the condoms, wait, because
dude, that was
it's always the opposite, you know? It's like, no, if
yeah.
you do want them to wear condoms, so yes. Oh, so you want them to not wear? Wait a minute. Was that really a proposition, or am I just making that up?
Was a real proposition. Or they
Really?
were like, yeah, a few years back, they were like, we're not sure if porn stars should be fucking with or without condoms. And like I remember talking to somebody about it, and he's like, "Yeah, you know, I just feel like if you're in that industry, the safety should be provided by the state, and some people should don't want like some people just find themselves in like bad." And I was like, "Man, my problem with it is that
It's not
porn is all
believable.
fantasy,
Yeah, you
okay?
don't want to
And
take a
in none
break.
of my fantasies do STDs exist, okay?"
Yeah.
I'm never like, man, I can't. That fucking chick, like, oh my God. I hope she doesn't have gonorrhea, and I hope she doesn't have. Oh, just let me live in it for like a minute.
Yeah, so yeah, okay, so I wasn't like dreaming that up, that was like a fucking proposition, because I guess
No.
I want to know what my mom voted. Aren't you curious to see what your mom voted? Like,
For the condom
yes,
proposition?
yeah, no, yes,
My mom
Martin,
voted no.
your mom voted no, so they could not wear
Yeah.
condoms? Wait,
Yeah,
so they
because it's
could.
not natural.
Oh, yeah, there you
Yeah.
go. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I know. My mom's like, if they're making a movie and a baby is made out of this movie, it's the Lord. The Lord wanted this. That's how my mom talks about everything.
So if a baby's born on a because of two porn stars, does that become the studio's baby? Like a Jim Carrey in that movie? What's it called? When he lives in a fake world, remember?
What is
The
it called?
Truman Show.
Truman Show.
Yeah.
Jinx, I got you.
Oh no, I can't talk. That's
Okay, now
funny.
this is the Get Healthy podcast. Thank you very much for everyone listening.
You can use this audio for Get Healthy podcast.
Probably will. I
Just rip
need
the
to
audio.
upload another episode.
So, okay,
Oh.
so yeah, I would vote so they cannot wear condoms.
So okay, so yeah. Yeah,
Cause that
no.
would suck, cause they would have to write that into the fucking storyline. Oh fuck, we wrote fucking scripts already. Now we gotta write in that they're wearing condoms. Fuck me.
The plot thickens. They're like,
I
and
could
I
see all
kiss
these
her pet.
fucking
Like the
I could
porno
just
script goes like this. Zach wakes up from his coma. Sexy nurse Jackie is there to greet him. And slowly, as he enters her, he has to open up a tin foil full of Trojan condoms. And, you know, Jackie's waiting. She's just, she's kind of annoyed after like fumbling twice.
Yeah.
Jack makes a joke like, ha, these things, right? But nobody's laughing. And
That's
then he penetrates her. But every
funny.
time there's a loud clap, and you're afraid. Like, that's the one thing about condoms.
Sorry, I remember like the thing about yeah, condoms. It's like you always I would always remember like touching to see,
Yeah.
oh, it's still on, you know? You gotta check every like, because sometimes you go hard, you know,
What are
like,
you doing,
wait, is it still
lightsabering
on?
that dick? What
What happened?
are you lightsabering
Yeah.
that
Yeah, because then something's like, wait, I got too carried away. Let me check if it's still on or if it's, you know?
No, I'll use that as an excuse for reasons why I can't go harder.
Yeah. I
Like
don't
if I'd be
want to
having
rip it.
sex. Yeah, she's like, oh, harder, harder. Well, I would, but I would break it. And you know, safety first. This is
I
adequate.
don't want to rip it. That's
Oh,
funny.
you
So
want me to
do
go deeper? I might rip it, but if I wasn't, you know, I would. I would go
That's
deeper.
funny, 'cause yeah, 'cause like if they 'cause I have seen some pornos where they do wear condoms, and I'm like, wait, is this like what's going on here? What
Is
the
this a sex
fuck?
ed video?
Yeah. Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah,
Yeah, I guess is this a sex ed? Okay, because the girl put the condom on with the mouth, you know? That's always like hot, huh? It's like, oh, we're being safe, fucking kinky, you know? Right?
it's always funny because it looks like it just it's like, oh cool, is that like should okay cool, that's nice, Like, I like the portals when the girl just grabs the condom and, like, slams it on. That's my favorite.
What the fuck? I've never seen that. I don't.
Those are the best ones. Like, you're, like, the guy's hard and the girl just grabs the condom. And then, like, it's, I find it very, I like a confident woman.
That's funny. So that was a proposition then. Okay. That's crazy. So, yeah, tomorrow's the election, dude.
Yeah, I know. I'm sending out my information for a passport tomorrow.
What do you mean? Why are you moving out? If
yeah, Trump wins, Trump I'm wins? Out.
And yeah. Trump wins, you're moving out?
I'm moving out.
Where are you going?
I don't know yet. I'm thinking I might move out to New Zealand, if I can get there. I might, like, get on a ship and then go on a boat. It's smaller. Okay, I know it sounds like the same thing, but a ship and a boat, very different. And then get on a plane and then get on a jet and I end up in New Zealand.
Why New Zealand?
Because they speak English. I know, like, I don't know. Like, if I spoke other languages, I would have more choices, but I fucking don't. I know English, and that's all.
You go to the English-speaking countries?
Yeah, I got, like, two options.
New Zealand's pretty cool. It's a Hawaii-like weather. I mean, it's the same people. They're Polynesian, you know? They're Maoris, you know?
Yeah, it's the same people that made Hawaii.
Yeah, they're all Polynesian, so it's like English, and it's like Hawaii, but with an English accent, you know?
Yes, yeah. That's what I hear.
And Taika Waititi is from there.
Who's a Waititi?
Taika Waititi, the guy that directed Thor Ragnarok, What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah, that guy's amazing.
Yeah, that guy's badasses. So yeah, I mean, New Zealand people, they call themselves Kiwis. Did you know that?
You are being rude. They do not.
No, that they call themselves. It's a Kiwi. The Kiwi bird is the fucking national bird of the country.
You are lying to me and Rob, who just joined us for this live.
I'll look it up right now. They're called the Kiwis.
Okay. First off, New Zealanders call themselves parakeets. Did you know that?
No. Okay, dude. No.
Yeah, I'm planning to move there. I know all of New Zealand history. Ask me.
Actually, I don't think New Zealand's letting anybody in because they're scared of Corona, especially you being from the United States.
I'm going to sneak into New Zealand. I'm Mexican. That's where my roots are. We're good at sneaking into places we're not supposed to be at. I've been in many parties that just like, oh, how'd he get in here?
Hey, do you remember like 4 years ago we went to that Halloween party?
Yeah. And there was all those deaf people?
No. That was way back. That was in 2011. Oh, you were in a diaper, dude. That was almost 10 years ago.
I was fat. That was a fun one.
I remember you had beer in a beer bottle. No, you had beer in a baby bottle.
Beer in a baby bottle.
That was funny.
Dude, I make good Halloween costumes.
That was fun. I forgot what the fuck I was, but I think Flacco was Luigi.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I remember. And I remember, 4 years ago, we went to that Halloween party in El Monte, dude. I got so fucking drunk, dude. I passed out of my car.
You lost your Spider-Man suit?
I thought I lost my Spider-Man suit. I don't know how I got into my regular clothes. I was so confused. I remember waking up in my car.
I helped you get dressed.
I remember that. I remember, I think... Dude. This is when you were living with your ex-girlfriend, and I remember I went inside.
Yeah, me and Priscilla.
Yeah, you and Priscilla. I remember like you guys invited me to go inside, but I just left because I was like, I think it's because it's too hot in there.
You want to sleep in your car.
I want to sleep in my car because I was like, I was thinking, I can't throw up here in peace if I want to throw up. So that's why I went in my car because I was like, if I want to throw up, I can just pop my head out the door, you know?
You're embarrassed. Yeah. I walked outside the next day and I knocked. Hey, are you okay? Sorry, I was aiming you. Where's my Spider-Man suit? That was your number one. This was when you were trying to do your Spider-Man side gig, where you'd like show up to kids' birthday parties and like bang their mom when no one was watching. And you'd be like, hey kids, I'm Spider-Man. And then you'd be like, hey, where can I change? And you'd, remember?
No, so what happened was, I remember Flacco, his little nephew, had a birthday party. And because it had that Halloween Spider-Man costume, and it looked badass. And they're like, hey, do you think you can come to my nephew's birthday party for his birthday? In Spider-Man costume, and I'll pay you money. I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, dude. And other people kept asking me to do it, too. I was like, oh, fuck yeah. So, dude, that was my only way to make money at the time, bro.
How much money did you make being a fake Spider-Man?
I only had 2 gigs, so.
How much?
I think it was like 100 each. I remember Jose B's kids party.
Really?
Yeah, Jose B and just Lacos. And that was the only two, but like, I still have the costume. If anybody wants a Spider-Man, I mean, you want me to come for your birthday party?
No, no. Can I borrow your Spider-Man costume?
No, it's got Corona.
You're right definitely here. The Tobey Maguire of the Spider-Mans of us. I think I'm what's the last guy?
Tom Holland?
Or I feel like Andrew I'm more Garfield. Of a Tom Holland. Maybe no, definitely more of a Tom Holland Spider-Man. You're definitely Tobey Maguire.
I think I'm Andrew Garfield.
You think you're an Andrew Garfield?
Yeah.
Spider-Man?
Yeah. But then also Tobey Maguire is pretty cool. I like Tobey.
Yeah, that's what I was getting. Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man is not like the best one. They didn't even finish his Spider-Man storyline.
I know, that sucks, dude. I like the first one was pretty cool.
Yeah, I figured he just died from the rhino.
Yeah, like, yeah, I think that's what people think, the rhino just stabbed him like hard in the ass, you know?
Yeah, that's probably could have been it.
That's like the worst way to die. Spider-Man just died. A fucking rhino just fucking went up his fucking, like in what's it called, American Me, remember? Remember American Me? When they bend over the guy into the bag of rice?
Damn. Remember?
And then and then one of the guys, he fucks him in the ass. And when he's done fucking, so it's like, it's the gang. It's like they got to find a guy who's like, hey, bro, we're going to go kill this guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you got to fuck him in the ass. Like, what? Like, it was like, that's how it was, man.
What?
To send the message. Like, it's like,
to who?
One of the guys, one of the rival gang members. So they do that to him.
What's
like,
the message? You fuck up, we're going to kill you and fuck you in the ass?
No, no, first fuck you in the ass, and then they stab him in the ass. I'm like, at first I'm like, all right, I guess sex, okay, you know, at least, you know, he's okay. And then they stab him in the ass with a fucking knife, dude.
So immediately, they stab him in the ass.
Like right after, like.
Like the asshole.
Yeah, like the guy was like.
Oh, that's so gross, yeah. Man.
I know, man. That was gangster shit back in the day, dude. Fucking, all right, who's gonna fuck him? Like, what? Fucking, what the fuck? What kind of gang is this?
I didn't sign up for this. I thought we were just beating him up. I think he gets the point. No, he's gonna get 2 points. 3 points, technically. What? No.
First, don't mess with us. Second, dick in the ass. Third, neck in the ass. Like, all right, dude. That no. What the fuck?
No, I get the point. I'm sorry. I'm going to say I'm sorry for him. Let's not do it.
Yeah.
I'd never be a good gangster. I know I wouldn't.
I know I can't, man. I could never do right? that. Not even... Yeah, because I'd be like, even with drive-bys, I'd be like, guys, I still have to do the payments on this car. I don't know if I can't, you know.
For drive-bys, I bet, man, my insurance is high enough, guys. For real, last time, you didn't even cover the drive-through. And you want me to trust you with the drive-bys? No, I'm good, guys.
Or it's like, guys, this is a lease. I have limited miles, so I can't fucking use my... Can we use your car, Ronnie? Like, what the fuck, bro? You know?
Hey, guys. My car is the... Like, I just passed the warranty, and we can't use it today.
Yeah.
Let's all get on a bus and get an Uber, and then use the Uber for the drive-by.
Yeah. Yeah, I would be a horrible gang member, dude. Even like jumping somebody, like, wait, are we really gonna jump them right now? Like, ooh, I don't know, guys. like, what if he gets hurt? You know, like now, like I feel like nowadays it's like people, because especially like with like medical insurance, like nobody wants to like, jump anybody anymore. You know, I mean, I don't know. I'm not even in a gang. Do gang members still jump each other in gangs?
I'm sure they do. Right? Gang members have to jump each other into gangs. There's no other way to know you're going to be a part of a gang.
Yeah.
Hey, how'd you get in this gang? I wrote a 2-page essay on why I love my community and what I'm willing to do to defend it. Like, okay.
That's crazy, man. And then you got to like, get jumped out of a...
What happened? Like, you got to get jumped out of a gang?
Yeah, that's like the... That's like the that you, to leave a gang, you got to get jumped out, right?
Yeah.
You still have to get like, jumped out or?
Yeah, they still have to beat your ass to get out. And that's usually like sometimes they beat you till you're dead.
Yeah.
Most times you're wanna, supposed to be.
But let's say you want to come back to the gang because you realize your gang life.
Okay.
Do you get jumped again or do or does the first jumping, what's it called? Is it enough?
I think you got to get jumped again.
Oh,
like you get re-jumped in.
Oh, and that activates your membership again.
Yeah.
It reactivates your membership.
If you get jumped out, if you're done, you're getting walk away. But if you want your membership back, you need to be re-jumped in by a whole new set of guys. You start all over from the bottom. You don't come back. You're not at like active gang membership anymore. You're like frontline duties.
Do you think they look you up on the database? All right, let's see. What's your name? All right. That's the keyboard. All right. I can't find you in the system. Oh, it's with two T's at the end. All right, there you are. All right, cool. Yeah, so it says you were last activated 2 years ago. So to restart your membership, we're going to need your social security, your driver's license. We don't have a driver's license? All right, cool. Child support. And then like that's how it works, you know?
So we're gonna have to jump you in on Wednesday. Is that good for you? Okay. Thank you for being resubmitting for your gang life.
All right. Let me put you in, and appointment's ready. Okay, cool. So we do recommend wearing thicker clothes because it might hurt. What's it called? All these kids are gonna be wearing steel toe Cortezes.
You're surprised how fast and strong these kids are.
Yeah. And also, you know, there's a paisa in the gang. He wears soccer cleats all the time. So be careful with that. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, if you get hit in the head with the belt, it was definitely the paisa. But it's okay. It's definitely within the rules. There's nothing against this.
That's funny. Dude,
that's another reason why like I could never be in a gang now. I couldn't survive a jumping.
Yeah, jumping's like I would be the one that goes to the hospital for sure if I get jumped into a gang.
Immediately, hey, we're gonna jump you in. Fine, I'm down. Halfway through like jumping, I'm dying.
Yeah, I would start foaming for the I would probably start foaming for the mouth and like yeah. It's like, oh shit. Oh fuck, dude.
It hurts. You're just crying all the way through.
Yeah, there should be like an easier way to get like into a gang, you know, like not fucking like who says Eric Boucher, y'all watching that Comedy Store series? Not yet. I'm gonna watch it tonight. You?
Nah, not really. I saw a little bit of what Jay Leno was said about it, but that's about
you know
it.
What you know what show's watching. I'm moaning. I mean, I'm yawning. Moaning and yawning.
That's your moaning and yawning?
Yeah. I was have you seen Crashing?
Yeah. I saw I saw like the first 5 minutes.
The show, Pete Holmes?
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
You stopped watching it? You should watch it, man.
It's weird because he gets everything right away.
Yeah, but no, actually, it takes a little while because in the show he's been doing comedy for 3 years, but what's it called? Little by little, he gets things. You know, like you should. It's pretty cool. Like it talks about going on the road, the alt rooms. What's it called? Doing the church circuit. It's pretty cool, man.
The church circuit's fun.
I've only did one time one church when I was with my ex-girlfriend, and they're all Mormons, and they made me go up there and tell jokes. And I remember I this was like in the beginning, so I only had like fucking like three fucking jokes, you know, like, oh, let me do them again, you know, like when I was finished with them, let me do the jokes again.
Oh man, I end on this cocaine joke. I did that in front of churches still.
What?
And I'm like, yeah, they love it, dog.
What joke is it?
The one where like the 80s joke.
Oh, you did that?
I did, yeah, I end on that still sometimes.
You did that, like, at the church?
Yeah, at several churches.
And for your parents?
No, not in front of them, but like their friends and stuff.
That's funny. That's a funny joke, man.
It paid me money, man. I'm like, you guys, you're here for repentance. I don't have any fucking jokes. Like, the last time I did a fucking church show, it was fucking stupid. I hated it. Just because, like, you had to be squeaky clean.
Of course, it's a church show, man. What do you expect?
And I only got paid, like, $50. It was fucking dumb. I was like, why am I doing this stupid-ass show?
Did they take the money out of the collection plate?
No, they took the money out of like some youth group. Jesus like, are we you. Having fun?
Jesus is like, paying you. Tell us a church show. Some Enrique Boucher, he wants to know about their church show.
I don't know.
Is it an ongoing thing, or was it just a once a time?
No,
thing?
It was just like a one show. Yeah, yeah. They just gave me money to do it. I'd do anything if you give me money. I'm not afraid of any audience. Martin can attest to that. Like,
yeah.
Hey, Martin, you want to do a show down at like a dairy farm in front of three cows and a guy has an eye patch? And then you're like, yeah, I do it. Remember, I come for weird ass shows like that all the time.
We used to do a lot of weird shows like that, dude. Like in fucking like warehouses. Now one hospital, which I don't know what the like people were living in the hospital. Remember, it was like.
Yeah,
they're like they're getting subjects. Like they were test subjects, and then I remember like they were like we were doing comedy for them. I'm like, it was weird, dude. It looked like they were all like sedated or something like that.
They're all tired and shit.
Yeah, they're testing the new Haribo gummy bears on us. What? The blue one makes you shit. Non-stop blue, like, oh fuck,
they're testing M&M's on us.
They're testing what?
M&M's, it's three times the M's.
You know who did that, dude? That comedian Vince Royale.
Oh yeah, Vince Royale does a lot of shit, man.
Yeah, you will tell like, me that's... like he had to live. Oh, you're tired. They were doing research for something, dude. Like, I think, like, a shampoo. And he had to live at the fucking compound for, I don't know, like, 3 weeks. And they were paying him $30,000. I'm like, I don't know if I would do that, dude. You come out all fucked up. Living at the place you do the testing or something like that, you know?
Yeah, dude. But how much was it?
Like, 30 Gs?
For 3 weeks, I'd do it.
But what if you come back all like messed up, like, you know?
I'm going in messed up. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna come out messed up too. Like, it's not like it's gonna change my reality drastically. Like, if I'm going in for like scalp shit, the worst that's gonna happen is I'm gonna have a bald spot maybe back here where I can't see it.
Yes, as long as you can't see, you're good with that.
Yeah, unless it's like the side effect of like. Of schizophrenic, insomniac, like psychopath syndrome. That, like, when I wash my hair, it turns me into, like a crazy person because the chemicals. The one in seven. Gonna fucking murder her.
but when you wash it off, you go back to normal.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but like when it wears off, it goes back to normal. But my hair is all brittle, and I'm just like, fuck, I need to find that shampoo. Keeps it nice and fresh. It'd be worth it. Like, if I had murder shampoo, I'd use that shit.
Murder shampoo? So, like, every time it washes away, you go back, oh, what the fuck was that? That was weird.
Yeah, like it stays in my hair for a second, but like once it dries out from the sun and like I have to, like the oils in my hair need to like be rewashed. I'm just like, oh, what's going on? How come I don't want to murder anybody. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, then, but then I use the murder hair, like the murder shampoo, because it makes my hair look so good. That's the whole reason I do it.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
funny. Y'all ready for the Civil War tomorrow? Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, I've been running. I exercise like every day.
We've been,
I'm
I think,
fine.
we've been anticipating the Civil War for a while, so like, I'm good, man. I'm
Yeah,
excited.
I'm for who's ever going to get rid of my credit. Yeah.
What do you
That's
mean?
all. Like, I don't know who's going to, what side to choose, but whatever side says, fuck it, you start at good credit, everybody. I'm going on that
Yeah, for the
side.
beginning. Yeah, for yeah, like let's
Yeah.
start fresh.
No more school debt, and your credit is a even 7. I'm like, fuck yeah, let's do this. And then like the other side.
Remember we were talking about how fucking what's it called? It sucks for oh yeah, who's they talking about, like FBI agents looking through your phone?
Yeah.
Like we all have like the whole joke on the internet is like we all have like what's it called?
An
FBI
FBI
agents
agent
spying
listening to
us.
us. But like we're outsourcing it.
I was saying, imagine if like these FBI agents only get paid every time we talk on the phone. And they're all
Yeah,
mad,
yeah.
like, son of a
Fucking shit.
bitch, man. Only get paid commission when this guy makes a phone call. Nobody fucking calls anymore. They only fucking text. Son of a bitch.
I get paid by the goddamn word. Come
Stop
on.
texting. This job was so good 20 years ago before text messaging.
Dude, they like that's why. Like they're all gonna be out of a job soon. Like when the Civil War happens and the uprising. Like I don't think I need a weapon because I'm really good at hiding.
Yeah, I do.
Like I just blend in.
If you're a champion at hide and go seek, you're gonna be good tomorrow, you know?
Yeah. The one thing I found several places to hide in my house. First, attic. That's the first place. Attic, basement, and in between the walls. If like World War II movies have taught me anything, you can live in
Jojo
between the
Rabbit?
walls.
Oh yeah, for sure. I don't think I could fit through any of these. I don't think there's any secret compartments here. Not that I know of. Unless if I make something in the roof, then yeah.
You're gonna have to
But
make something in the roof.
yeah, so for the civil, I remember that, like 4 years ago when Trump won, I went to downtown LA but the same night just to see, you know, because they're having protests where people were just fucking mad, you know, that he
Yeah.
won. And I was like, hey man, I'm gonna go see what the fuck the whole deal is, because I like drama, you know?
I like drama. Yeah, okay.
But back then, nobody boarded up any of the walls, you know, like fucking this time, like everything's boarded up, dude.
Well, they're ready for it now, fool.
Yeah, dude.
Like, people are gonna
You
go
live by
insane.
downtown, dude.
Yeah, but I got a brick. That's all I need. I just need like one brick. I'm good.
Oh, they like fucking Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone?
Yeah, all my tricks are Home Alone tricks.
You oh,
Like,
so
I'm gonna.
when everybody's asleep tonight, you're gonna turn the whole house into fucking like a booby trap thing. Dun 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 dun
Yeah.
dun dun dun
Everything's gonna be like
dun
if you touch the doorknob and you're not invited,
dun
I'm gonna
dun.
have a flip. I'm not scared of like tomorrow. What?
I like at Home Alone, like those guys withstood a lot of shit, dude. Like the bricks to the head, dude.
Yeah, but that's attempted murder. Like that's one thing that like Macaulay Culkin could have been charged with.
Oh yeah, Kevin McCallister would have been for sure. Like if
Yeah.
this was a real thing, they would have gone to court, you know? And then what's it called? Those guys were like fucking, they had all the wounds, like they had all the fucking things, you know, like all the fucking, it's called scars. So like they for sure would have won the court, you know, at the case at the court, you know? The
Yeah,
wet
like it's not
bandits.
really his house, it's his father's house. They could have, like, they could have called the police, but he didn't. He chose to torture them.
He chose to be a vigilante, dude.
Yeah.
All right, so today, Kevin McAllister versus the Wet Bandits and the people.
Kevin McAllister loses the house immediately.
Yeah. For sure,
the
dude.
Law, yeah.
You excited for Christmas time, dude?
Dude, I know. I don't got anything prepared for Christmas.
Doesn't matter,
man. I'm going to do my Christmas shopping Christmas Day.
You do Christmas shopping?
I do it Christmas or Christmas Eve. I do all my Christmas shopping Christmas Eve because that proves who I love the most. Okay? Every year, right? My parents get the most money immediately, and then everybody else has to, like, share $20.
I like how in movies they always show white people getting, like, their Christmas tree, like, on Christmas Eve. Like, wait, you're barely putting up your Christmas tree, dude? And then you take it down, like, a day later? Like, that, like, yeah. Like Mexicans, we leave our trees up for fucking ever, dude.
Mexicans treat the tree like a pet. Have you watered it? Water the fucking tree. It's gonna burn the house down. You want that? Mexicans act like your problem. Like you wanted it to happen.
Yeah. You wanted a tree and you don't take care of the tree. Like, take it for a walk. Like, what?
They don't want to update any of the fucking decorations.
Yeah.
Like, half of it is, like, sentiment, but the other half is just, like, they don't want to spend the money.
Yeah, old tinsel from fucking, like, 1999. Old tinsel. Like,
you made something in the first grade, and your mom still has it, and you're like, why do you have that? And she's like, because you made it for me.
I still have something that I made in third grade. It was probably the coolest thing I ever made, man. And I saw it was like a sphere with a snowman inside, like a star sphere and a snowman with a snowman inside. And I'm like, and every time I look at it, I just get like this fucking nostalgic fucking feeling of like, damn, dude, I made this.
Do you feel like proud of yourself?
I do, bro. I love it, man. I got my Christmas tree right here in my office. Look at that.
I need to get a Christmas tree.
Look at that.
Oh, man.
Christmas tree.
I need to get a Christmas tree, man.
Go to the 99 cents or make it like a little small one, dude. It cheers you up, bro.
I believe it. Plants in general cheer you up.
Yeah.
Like, I was talking about them, but like plants, like just having that pure relationship with the plant where it, like, you have to take care of it and it's not really going to give you anything. It's just like a fucking good, healthy relationship.
All right, poison ivy. That's how fucking that shit started, dude.
You just hate it that I'm more in tune with nature than you are.
No, me, dude.
Yeah, you're definitely like a mud baby.
A mud baby? What does that mean?
Yeah, you're just like dirt. That's all. You just like the dirt, and that's all you get from the earth. You like the water that you take in, soaks in, and you become mud. That's all. You nothing good. See?
I
don't understand nature. You should.
I take that offense. I take that as an offense.
Okay.
And I'm about to fuck you up, dude. When the Civil War happens, I'm gonna be like, I know a Trump supporter, guys. Or I mean, no, wait. Depends who wins. If Biden loses, I'm gonna be like, I know a crazy Trump supporter, man. Let's go this way. Or if Trump wins, I'm like, I know who's going to be mad if Trump wins? Biden people.
Everybody's going to be mad if Trump wins.
Okay, I fucked up again. Okay, so if Trump wins, I'll be like, I know Trump supporters, go kill him. And then if Biden wins, I'm going to tell all the Trump supporters, I know a Biden supporter, which you are, and then I'm going to go kill you.
No, you won't. I have an axe ready.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
I'm going to... Yeah, I have an axe and a shield.
Is it the axe that everybody uses for the... At first, I remember when I was, like, little, I didn't understand why firefighters had axes. I'm like, oh, are they going to fucking stab the fucking fires, dude? What the fuck?
You can't stem a fire, stupid.
Yeah. That's cool. That's pretty cool that fucking firefighters have axes, huh?
Firefighters should have other weapons too. They should have guns.
Yeah.
They should also have what, hammers? They do have hammers, right? They have like sledgehammers too.
They have like the yeah, like the ones that fucking Triple H has, you know? Great. Every time Triple H hits him with a hammer, he always covers the hammer part with his hand, like in the stomach. I'm like, wait, what? Wouldn't that hurt you? And because those are rubber mallets, right?
Or not? They were. I think they were real mallets.
I don't think they're real. I think they're rubber like mallets, dude.
They're 100% real.
No, they're not, stupid.
Yeah, dude. Triple H really hit people with sledgehammers.
Okay, you're stupid, dude. I
That's why The
remember
Rock had to become a movie star. He kept
that.
murdering. He kept being murdered by Triple H.
Backyard wrestling. I remember they would try to sell the fucking VHS tapes. Or they were like, you could rent them at fucking Blockbuster before. Backyard. I remember like, what? Who the fuck?
Remember I made a backyard wrestling tape. It was half a match. It ended with me being
Yeah.
like, time out, time out, time out.
Yeah, I remember like, well, you would get excited when you saw a mat, you know, like, oh, you guys don't need this fucking mattress anymore? Fuck yeah, dude. Like, hey, how come the mattress is outside? My cousin peed on it, so they don't want it inside anymore. It's a wrestling mat now, you know?
Yeah, the yellow spot where you have to pin the person.
Yeah, that's how it was, dude.
Dude, the wrestling mat was eventually, if you were poor enough,
Yeah.
right, the wrestling mat was the greenest part of the grass. Like,
Yeah,
it was just like, oh, don't go on the brown part. That part hurts. Stay on the green
yeah.
part. It's kind of soft.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you have to stay off the concrete. That was also like a
Oh
fucking
my,
fear.
I know, dude. But the grass is always the best area. And if you're lucky enough for a cousin to, or like your brother or sister to pee on the fucking like mattress, you fuck, that was it. You could do every move on the fucking mattress, dude. Fucking DDTs and the fucking suplexes are fun to do, you know?
If you didn't have a brother and sister, right, to do shit on, like you'd have a pillow. You'd have a pillow to like slam, or you'd have like the mattress, not the mattress, the like the cushion, the couch cushion.
Yeah.
And you'd be like,
Yeah,
a
couch cushion.
suplex.
Fuck
Or
yeah, dude.
did you have like the toy? Did you have the like, I had the Hulk Hogan like stuffed animal.
Stuffed
And
animal?
I,
Hulk
yeah.
Hogan's not an animal, you idiot. You
Okay,
mean the
he
stuffed
is.
human? Listen, brother.
Hulkamaniacs,
Listen,
no. Listen,
N-word.
brother.
Whoa, dude. It's crazy how much he fucked up so much, Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan,
Remember?
listen, what? Oh, hey, man, what'd you say?
Yeah, he with the N-word and then fucking also the. Remember like his son was in a car accident with his friend and his friend became like a vegetable.
Yeah, I
I mean, I
remember
remember when Hulk Hogan went to go visit his son at
that.
jail, and I guess they were recording the conversations, and Hulk Hogan says something like, "Yo, brother," he said that to his son. Yeah. Hey, brother. I mean, son. Hey, brother. I mean, a son and brother, son. Yeah, dad, go on. So, like, they recorded him, Hulk Hogan saying, like, you know, I don't know if that's how he talks when he's not on wrestling, but you know, they say that bad things really happen. Bad things always happen to bad people, so he must have done really something bad in his, you know, before. That's what he said about the friend that became a vegetable, bro. Yo, brother, Hulkamania's coming for you. Crazy.
Crazy. You know,
Hey.
bad things happen to bad people.
Brother.
Talking about Kenny? It was his car. He let me borrow it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy, dude. That's what he said, man.
Don't
Fucking.
worry. I'm gonna find all his family and the
Gonna leg
Hulkamaniac
drop him. Dad, you can't. That does not work. I never.
coming.
I would
No,
always wanted like to see like wrestling moves in like street fights, you know?
Dad. No. No, you
But you know when you
don't.
do, you know when you do
You see
wrestling, because
people
you could kill
fucking
somebody.
die.
Yeah,
Oh, look at him go. He's going for a choke slam. Oh no,
yeah.
he's not getting up.
Oh, he choke slammed him, and his neck hit the fucking curb. Oh, fuck.
He Oh, look, he's going for a sweet chin music. Oh, he broke his fucking jaw. He's bleeding to death on the floor. Someone stop him.
Yeah, it was just a regular fight at the school. Roger did a DDT on fucking Michael, and Michael's head just hit the fucking stairs. He's dead. Like that.
So yesterday, Zach and Cody got into a fight.
Zach and Cody.
Cody was tired, so he laid there. Zach jumped on his heart with his elbow and said, "People's champ." Cody's heart exploded immediately.
Oh, that's hilarious, dude.
Dude.
Cody's heart
He's
exploded immediately.
These moves are fucking actually dangerous.
Yeah, you're right. That's why nobody does really like wrestling moves on fucking street fights. That'd be over, dude.
Yeah. Throw him at me. Throw him at me.
Right here.
What'd you do? I clotheslined his neck.
Oh, he swallowed his Adam's apple. What?
Look, I'm gonna make him tap out. Walls of Jericho. I tried to do that once in real wrestling. The dude just
Who?
slammed my face. Like, I was wrestling in high school. I
Yeah.
grabbed the dude by the legs and I was gonna like throw his back into a submission and do the Walls of Jericho. And I'm like, he just he spun his body around too fast.
You cracked them.
No, like he spun his body around too fast and I tripped over his body. So my face went into the mat first. And I was like, "The fuck were you doing on that? We're in the Walls of Jericho."
I thought you said I snapped his spine in half. Now
No.
he's in the wheelchair. I
Oh,
won because I was underage. I
in
ain't doing
wrestling,
shit.
I won. I beat his ass. I
And
became
also, I
state
won.
champ.
I won the court case because I was legally underage and he was an adult, so they couldn't.
This was defending myself.
Oh fuck. Hey, I went to In-N-Out the other day, dude. There's a fucking cholo working there, like hardcore looking cholo. I'm like, what is
Yeah,
this
so
blood? What is this blood in and out,
fuck
dude?
you. Fuck you, man.
What
What
is
is
this?
blood in me?
What is blood in and out? Hey, Holmes. What do you want? Can I get the number one? Or right, Holmes. Blood in and out, the combos is number one is peanuts, a cigarette pack, and a fucking 40. Here you go, number one. What the fuck is this?
Number two is open face double bologna sandwich. You get a
That's
bag of
fun.
chips.
Here you go, Holmes.
Dude,
Wait.
how come any place that gives you a bag of chips on the side feels ghetto?
Oh yeah, no. Oh, like you mean like Subway?
Like, Subway feels like anytime I have to buy a bag of chips or get a bag of chips on the side, I'm
Yeah.
like, is this a fundraiser? What fucking local high school is this going towards?
You picked whatever you want to pick, bro. Go pick it over there, man. You want Miss Vicky's or like Lay's or what do you want, fool? You know?
Charge you double because they want to pocket the rest.
Yeah. Yeah,
Hey,
it's
fool,
not hot. What?
those strips, fool, hey, fool, those strips are like fucking, they're like fucking 275, dog. And you're like, it says 150. No, 275 right now. It's crazy. You can't
It's
change it.
the new law, fool. I like how the cookies at fucking Subway are fucking delicious, but they're more cal the calories that they have are like way more than the fucking sandwiches.
Yeah,
The
like the veggie delight.
raspberry the raspberry and cheesecake cookies? Fuck me, dude. Bomb.
Bro, the veggie delight is like 200 calories. That raspberry cheesecake cookie is a billion calories.
Yeah, exactly. You can't eat, hey Holmes. You can't
Oh,
eat for a whole week,
yo,
Holmes.
did you hear that the Subway bread isn't real bread?
What do you mean? What could it be?
That shit is fucking, it's like in New Zealand. This is why I'm moving there. They labeled it as like fake bread because it doesn't have all the, it has extra components in there.
Then that means it's good because that's extra stuff. That's extra
No,
vitamins.
that's like extra artificial shit to keep it lasting longer.
That's good. So it doesn't go bad in you, stupid.
No, so it's, dude, your body can't break it down. It's kind of like if you're eating rubber.
I'll kill you right now, dude. All right.
Do
I
it,
think
bro.
We're. No, I'm tired as fuck.
You're falling asleep, fool.
I am.
I told you.
I woke up early.
I did too, but I took a long ass nap.
Also, I went skating today. I'm fucking tired.
Without inviting me, you're a bitch.
I was in Monterey Park, bro. I found a cool
I know.
Spot.
I was in Almonte. I saw you.
Oh, you were in Almonte?
Yeah.
Is that why I saw
you
a horse on your fucking story?
Nah, I was over in Riverside for that.
You're in Riverside?
Yeah.
What are you doing in Riverside?
My friend has a ranch out there.
That's cool, man. The horse looked dope, dude. Tomorrow, dude, I'm going to go skate. I'll hit you, dude.
All right. Later.
Yeah, man. Thanks for listening, guys. Please subscribe. Bye. Follow John Roque. And later, man. All right, guys. That was fun. I got to end this. Adios.